saw, dude.
Are you eating cheese?
I'm not eating cheeses. I'm eating French fries.
Yummy.
Yeah, baby. Welcome to the Dad Podcast, episode 16. Oh, what? What if we turn this into a Disturbed podcast where we only talk about Disturbed?
I think that would be really bad.
Yeah, I agree. My name's Cameron Weaver.
And this is your boy, Chad Hoy.
And we are collectively the Dad Podcast. Thanks again for tuning in this week. I think we have some new listeners.
Who?
I don't know.
Have you checked it down?
No, I'm just trying to sound optimistic.
Oh, I mean, downloads are pretty good. We're around, we're usually around 40.
Oh.
An episode, I mean.
That is good. I thought maybe since the Facebook had so many likes, maybe people would listen.
Yeah, I mean, I put the subscribe thing on the Facebook, so, yeah, we have a Facebook page now. It's not a huge step, really, but it is,
you know,
nice.
New year, new us.
It is, it's just, it's somewhere we can promote more. If we want to spend money, we can, but I mean, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm a little gay poor boy, so, you know.
Did you say little gay poor boy?
Yeah, no, gay porn boy. I'm a little gay porn boy.
Okay.
No, I'm a poor boy, but gay. I just wanted to add gay in there, just as another adjective.
You're happy about being poor?
No, like I fuck dudes for money.
Chad, I watched Star Wars Episode 4 and Episode 5 today. What have you done with your life?
I watched the playoffs. Watched my boys in black and gold take the dub. Not that I, you know, didn't think that was going to happen, but it was still nice to see it. And it was a pretty convincing win, so that's always good.
I forgot that football happened today. That's how much I don't give a shit. That's how much, like, out of the NFL I am because of how bad my team is. The Chicago Bears.
I was going to say, if you like the Bears, I probably wouldn't want to watch the playoffs either.
There's no point, man. It's not fun. I'll watch the Super Bowl, but.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just, like, I actually really love watching the playoffs, even if my team's not in. I mean, like, it's not as fun because you're not watching your team, but
right.
It's, like, nice to, I don't know, when it, like, the single elimination just puts everything on the line. And
it's nice to watch football played well after an entire season of bad news Bears.
Yeah, a total complete shit from the Chicago Bears. Which I can relate. Like, I like the Bears too. I mean, the Steelers are my number one love, but, like, my mom's family loves the Bears, so I like the Bears. And, like, thank God that I have the Steelers.
Yeah. Hey, sorry to everyone listening who can hear me chew. As always, I'm eating during the podcast.
And I'm drinking water. Because I had a rough night last night. And then today I was like, go on.
I was just going to say, tell me about it, baby boy.
It wasn't rough in that, I mean, like, it's not like I had a bad night, like a bad day and then I drank it away. I just drank. And because of that, I had a rough night. I've never, like, drank to the point of being. One, I've never blacked out drunk, which I'm very proud of. Uh-huh. But I've also never drank so much that I'm sick.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do that last night either. I just, you know, fell asleep. We were We play this game called Jackbox TV. It's not really that interesting. That. Wait, you know that game?
Yeah, dude, we play it all the damn time.
It's so fun. Yeah, so we're playing with my friend Fibbage? Jonah. No, we really like Quiplash.
Quiplash is the best, and I never lose at Quiplash.
I always do pretty well in Quiplash, but everyone knows that it's mine, so they like don't vote for it. It's like, fuck you guys. Like, they like laugh, and then they're like, oh, that's totally Chad, and they vote for the other person. It's like, bitch, just play. If it's funniest, it's funniest.
Yeah.
But I live with a bunch of spiteful assholes, so I mean, that's probably not gonna happen.
But anyways, you're playing Jackbox.tv.
Yeah, so and for any of our listeners that don't know what that is, it's just like a game that's like interactive. Like, you go to Jackbox.tv, like on your phone or tablet or whatever, and then you just like put in this code, four-letter code, four-digit code, and you play along with what's on the screen. And so it's like a board game, but simpler.
And for all of you listeners out there who don't know anything else for the rest of this episode, go ahead and Google that shit, because we don't have enough time to explain every gosh darn ding-dong detail to ya. So just hit the little pause button, open a new app like Safari or Google Chrome, and Google it!
I do not support the use of Safari, so open Google Chrome to use Google, because it's a Google... Anyway, it doesn't matter. Jackbox TV is a fun game. We were playing it last night, and I, like, was falling asleep while we were playing it. I just could not take it anymore. It was, like, 1:30. We'd gone to the bars. I was a tired little gay boy, and I got to stop calling. I was a tired boy, and I, like, fell asleep, and then I woke up, and my roommate Zach woke me up and was like, hey, everyone left. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I go upstairs to my room, mm-hmm. and I just remember I didn't take any of my clothes off. I just laid face down in my bed, mm-hmm. and I woke up just drooling at like 10 a.m. And I was like, okay, all right, that was a good night. That's a good way to do it.
Last night I had Jack and Coke, and I forgot just how much I love a good whiskey drunk. With, like, nothing else to bother it. Like, I just was sipping on Jack and Cokes all night with some friends. I was at a gathering.
Yeah, alone or anything.
No, I wasn't alone. But I fell asleep with my jeans on. I remember that. I was just like, I'm a tired boy, and I'm comfy in my Lucky Brand jeans. I'm going to sleep in them.
Lucky Brand jeans. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, same. I feel the same. I wasn't in jeans, but...
That's really adorable that you and I both fell asleep with all our clothes on miles apart last night.
It is really cute. It's a cute coincidence. A cute incidence.
I hated that.
Yeah, me too. I was just trying really hard to piece something together there.
Mm-hmm. So what else is new in your life? That was number one.
All right. Yeah, we got some good hate mail this week. I'm not going to read them right now. I just wanted to mention it.
Yeah, so stay tuned to the end, you thirsty-ass bitches.
Okay, so I wrote some things down. this week, actually yesterday, because I'm a big nerd-ass bitch, I got I got my D&D supplies in the mail.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah.
We have to do an episode where we play D&D.
Oh my god. Then we'd be like the McElroy brothers.
I want to do it.
But I mean, it would be really cool. I mean, so I got my D&D player's handbook and my dice set that's like got so many weird shaped dice.
Die is singular.
Yeah, it's got so many weird shaped dice, and it's like, I do not understand any of them, but I've been reading through the player's handbook, and it is so interesting. It's all encompassing. Like, it's exciting because there really is like a whole new lore to like learn.
Yeah.
And so, you know, call me a nerd or whatever, but I'm really excited about it. Me and my friends are starting up a league. I don't know if that's what it's called, but yeah, we're gonna do D&D probably like bi-weekly or something. Like, and we're starting January 28th.
So boom. I can't wait to hear about it. And I can't judge you at all because I'm still spending money on the Star Wars X-Wing miniatures game.
Please tell me you didn't get more figures.
Not yet, but I plan on it. I already know which ones I want.
So, like, with those figures, what is there significance to them? Like, is it kind of like playing cards?
Yeah, each one
has, like, its own. Okay.
Each ship has its own maneuvers that it can pull off.
Oh,
and
okay, cool.
Each ship has different pilot cards, and each ship can be outfitted with different equipment cards. And all of these cards have a cost. In a standard tournament play, you have up to 100 points that you can spend on building a squadron, and so the possibilities are endless. I hate myself.
I hate you too.
There's two.
Numero dos. Yeah, and I have a really good story to tell from this week.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so I'm still going on dates with this girl that I've talked about.
Oh, wait, is this a date with the dad bod segment?
Sure, we can just plow right into it.
Ooh, let's plow it, baby boy, like a fresh field of crops.
Yeah. Sure. Okay, yeah. So, I go on this date. The first date, I told you we went to Taco Bell because the place closed. The second date, I was like, all right, let's go to a real restaurant. And she's like, well, let's go somewhere, like something, let's get food we've both never had. And I was like, okay.
Ooh, I like her. That sounds good.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, I found this Ethiopian place. And she's like, nah, fuck that. So we went to get Greek food, which I've had, but she hasn't.
Oh, like their yogurt?
No, like we went to a Greek restaurant. It was pretty cool, really.
Was John Stamos there?
No. He was not. Josh Peck was there, though.
Oh.
No, he wasn't. Okay. And, I know. So we go to this Greek restaurant in Indianapolis. I don't know if anyone would be interested, but it's called Santorini's in Fountain Square. It's pretty cool. And it's like they have the best the best part of the date is they have this it's a flaming goat cheese plate. Mm-hmm. And it's like their signature thing at this restaurant. And this guy, like, and it comes out. I was like, do you want to get the flaming cheese plate? And she's like, no, fuck that. And I was like, all right, that's fine. We don't have to get it. I just thought it'd be cool. But the table next to us got the flaming cheese plate. Mm-hmm. And the guy, the waiter, he's probably like 20, 21. Like, he's in college and he works at this restaurant.
Right.
He lights this on fire. Like, they light it on fire in front of the people. And so he lights it on fire, and it's like this big, like it's like this big flames that rise at least like a foot and a half, 2 feet off of the plate, you mm-hmm. know, at first when he lights it. And the guy is, the guy's like, opa. Like, completely devoid of any joy. And so, like, me and her, we were just laughing because it, like, it was so ironic that this, like, Greek word that is, like, known for being, like, an expression of, like, intense joy. Opa! Like, I'm excited! This guy's like, opa, this is my fucking sixth cheese plate today. Stop ordering it. I'm tired of doing this.
It's like people at, like, Red Lobster where they're like, happy, happy birthday is all of us to you. Happy, happy birthday. We hope you choke on your food.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my god. Yeah, so that was incredible. That was the best part of the date, absolutely.
Yeah.
But the rest was good. I mean, yeah.
Really. Three, sorry.
Wow, was that a burp or
four?
Did you just puke a little bit or something?
I have to clean up a little bit.
Yeah, so five. It was good. And then the date was good. So, I mean, yeah, it was cool.
The 20-year-old who hated his life while saying opa was great. The date, good.
Yeah, yeah. So she didn't really like the food. Well, she did like the food.
Uh-huh.
But she hates salad, and they, like, bring out a Greek salad, and she's like, as soon as they bring it out, she's like, I'm definitely not fucking eating that. And I was like, okay. That's fine. And our waiter comes. It's not the guy who did Opa. Different waiter. Who was just, you know, like, waiters are, like, you're supposed to be nice. This guy was too smiley. He was too smiley for my liking.
Yeah.
He's too nice. But he comes up, and, like, I ate my salad because I like feta cheese, and I like, I mean, salad's all right, you know, like, it's an appetizer.
Yeah. Gets the juices flowing.
Yeah, the guy walks up, and he looks at her salad, and he's like, oh, is there something wrong? She's like, no, I just really hate salad, just straight up. I was like,
I want to meet her.
She's cool, man. Yeah, so, and then we get back, I drop her off, and she's like, I would kiss you, but my mouth tastes like feta cheese, so I really don't want to. So, yeah, good date. Really good date.
So, you didn't kiss her?
Yeah, no. I mean,
you've kissed her before.
Is it the thought that counts, I guess? I don't know. Yeah, I mean, yeah, we've kissed before. It's fine. But, yeah.
Then yeah.
It's just a really funny. And I was like, all right, handshake. And we shook hands, and she went home.
Oh, man. So. That's the Chad Hoy special. You go out to a nice Greek restaurant. You don't eat your salad, and the waiter next to you is writing a suicide note in the kitchen. And when you get done, you get a nice, firm, chatty daddy signature trademarked handshake.
And that's a date with a dad bod.
Oh, yeah. I have a very firm handshake, too, so that's
It's good. So firm.
Mm. They call me Firm
Papa.
Firm Papa.
I love it when you call me Firm Papa.
Sounds like I love it when you call me Strict Father. I love it when you call me Putting Your Foot Down Daddy.
Oh, boy. Well, that's fun.
I love it when you hit me with a switch, Dad. Okay. Moving on.
Jordan Kenyon. Shout out to Jordan Kenyon so you don't disappear forever. And his girlfriend visited this week. It was a good time, and I had a lot of fun. Next segment.
I forgot that happened. Yeah.
It was really fun, though. I'm not saying that to be a dick. I wanted to bring up Jordan. It was really fun.
Yeah.
Hi, Jordan.
We always got to give him that shout out. Would you guys do anything?
Shout out. Yeah, we did a lot. We went to...
had sex. Or went to where?
The three of us.
All together. No, just you and Jordan.
Just me and Jordan for sure. But we went to 12 South for dinner, and then we went to the Frothy Mungi. That's six?
That's six.
And then,
seven.
Seven, baby. Then the next night we went downtown... we went downtown that first night, too, and we walked around and showed them the city, because I had never taken Jordan downtown. He's been here, like, a lot, and we'd never gone downtown. Like, how awful is that?
Wait, he wasn't... Oh, he wasn't at 4th of July.
No.
I was gonna say we were downtown then, yeah.
Yeah, but, so we went downtown. Like, we didn't go to the bars or anything, but we just, like, walked around Broadway and Printer's Alley, and then, I just showed him my hangout places and the fun... less touristy place, except for downtown, obviously. Ooh, but I got some ice cream at Candy Kitchen on Broadway, and I had
ice cream.
Chocolate scoop under banana scoop, banana pudding on a waffle cone, and it was damn good, let me tell ya.
I think I just
came
banana pudding my pants.
Let's act like a banana and pudding in my pants right now.
Is that a banana pudding in your pants, or are you just, did you have really bad diarrhea?
Oh.
Cool, man. Yeah, so how about that hate mail?
How about that hate mail? Let's go to the hate mail right now and hope it generates something else.
Yeah, let's, we'll figure something out this episode. I'll tell you what.
That wasn't a burp. I was clearing my throat, but it hurt a little bit.
Oh, wait, I could talk about the EP real quick. There's some updates.
Oh, there's some updates on the EP? Let's hear them.
Yeah, so today I finally took the time. It's not that I mean, I've had time, but I'm always like, ugh, I just can't. But today I finished the chord charts. I sent them on to Anderson, who's producing.
Nice.
And we talked more in depth about a finish time.
Mm-hmm.
And he said...
Oh, no.
You're going to hate me. Yeah,
I am going to hate you.
He said, he's like, it'll be really easy to get this out by June. So, but, so bass is going to be finished this month. And then we got to figure out guitar.
You know how many people just threw their phones, computers, car stereos when they heard June?
Yeah, and I mean, it's, you know... We're both really busy. I put out an update on the Indiegogo where we raised money. And I said, I know. Where's the EP? I know. It's coming. We're both working hard. We're just both really busy. Like, it's, yeah. It is. I mean, it's hard to do it. But I finally got those chord charts. So Alan, who's going to play bass, we'll probably get that recorded this month. I'll probably have to re-record some vocals and maybe some guitar stuff because all we did was scratch tracks. So,
right.
So June sounds about right, unfortunately.
All right, I guess I can wait 6 months for your damn EP.
It's going to be worth the wait. I really am excited about it. I don't know. I have like a full-time job, so like it's hard to do stuff. Like, I can't go 4 days in a studio cam and just do it, okay?
That's fair.
I know that you also have, I mean, is it full-time for the radio?
Holiday. Yeah, I mean, I work like 40 hours a week.
Still, really?
Yeah. It's just intermittent. It's not like, okay. I'm on the clock 9 to 5, but then stuff rolls in on the weekends that I have to do. During those 9 to 5, sometimes I'm not doing a lot.
Yeah.
So it averages out to 40 hours a week.
That's fair. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't saying like you're a lazy asshole, Cam, so you can do this. I wasn't coming at you. Yeah. I was just saying.
I mean, all I'm saying is that I'll have my full record out by March.
I know. I don't know. I really don't know what
it's okay.
It is.
It's okay.
It's hard. It's also hard to make it come together with Anderson being like,
well, that's
far away.
I hired session musicians who did it in like 3 hours. You know, like
that's true.
Yeah, and when like we did drum, to mix it and master and all that shit.
Yeah, and I mean, I have to. Yeah, it's mostly about Anderson being able to do it on his schedule because he's busy. So.
Right. I get it. I'm just blowing hot steam up your butthole. That's the expression.
Ooh, that sounds
right?
Nice.
Doesn't it?
They should do that at spas.
Yeah. Saunas.
A hot steam butthole massage.
Ooh, baby.
Sounds terrible.
Doesn't sound great. I'm pulling up the email right now.
Oh, you are? Okay. We got two pretty lengthy ones and then one short one.
Oh, yeah. You want to do the one short one by memory?
Yeah, I can do that. We also tweeted it out, but I don't know if everyone saw it. So,
yeah, if you're not paying attention to our Twitter, go follow our
you're
Twitter.
A dick.
Pay attention to Twitter.
Yeah, our Twitter is the_dadbodcast.
You turkeys.
And that's on Twitter. Yeah, so this email is from a girl named Mallory. We won't say last names.
Nope.
And she says... Hate you and a smirky devil face. So that one might be the one that's cut me the deepest.
I've never cried so hard reading an email. And I got rejected from multiple universities.
I only applied to one, regretfully.
I went to that same college for 2 months, regretfully.
Yeah, I will soon be getting my general studies degree from that university, regretfully.
Regretfully.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Mallory. We talked a lot about Mallory in the last podcast, and I don't think a lot of it made the final cut, but we did mention Mallory in the last podcast. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a pal. I've had a couple of back and forths with her on Twitter since then, so that's been fun.
That is cool. That is good to hear. She is a nice person.
I'm going to read the one from Owen Geohagen.
Yeah. Hey, Owen, next time on your show, will you say your last name, please? Because yeah,
I have... Could you email us phonetically how to say it?
I have less than no fucking idea how to say it. So...
I agree with that, too. All right. Yeah. So this is from our good buddy, Owen Geohagen. I'm just going to say it one more time in a way that definitely isn't it, just to upset you. But I love you, baby boy. This comes from Owen Jogan.
Owen Hulk Hogan.
Hogan, the hot geometry boy.
Bob Owen Geohagen Kirk.
Smell what the rock's cooking, Owen. You're owing Indiana Wesleyan quite a bit of money, Chad and Cameron.
Yeah. No, that was true.
Yes. So,
here's the email.
Hey, cunts. It's me again. From Australia, not Wales, you fucking Muppet. You know who I'm talking to. Let's start with... Oh, look at us. We have a Facebook page. Big deal. 12-year-old girls have a Facebook page, but at least their cover photos are symmetrical, and two, adults can't even pull that shit together.
Burp. That's one.
Fucking stupid, rude bullshit with that. Right. Let's start off with Cameron. This fucking guy. Burp. Two. So you've made a new album in 4 days after mistakenly spending my hard-earned money on second story half-wit. That's good. You can tell you write your shithouse music in crayon in 4 days.
Shithouse music in
crayon. Cameron, the audacity you have where a pretty little pixie earth child wants to spend time with you. Burp. That's three. Whether more than a friend or not, you shallow piece of shit. You ditch her for a leggy blonde.
The second girl was not blonde. She has... she was blonde for a time. Oh.
Yeah, Owen knows better.
Owen does know. Owen, help me out with her. Be my wingman.
Owen, Geo wingman.
I'm happier than a low IQ cousin fucking redneck wearing a Confederate flag in the South at a Trump rally that she ditched you. Yes, we get catfish down under. I hope I see you on it one day, you shallow, shallow little boy. I wonder if your little white girl heart took that. Now the idiot that has Tinder Plus.
Oh, God.
Man, you're one pathetic loser. How can you fuck up a date with a girl that's more than happy to eat tacos in a car? A car you've more than likely jerked off in more than you can count on two hands.
And toes. I'll confirm that.
That's called a carjack.
Was there liquid DNA on the rose that she didn't want to take? There's a good chance. Oh, and what's the deal with stealing people's money by saying, oh, it's for my music that I'm putting out? Yeah, right. I bet your music will make Willow Smith or Rebecca Black seem like a Grammy winner. That was good.
That was good.
After hearing the appalling date lives you lead, I know why you closet homos keep saying poon. Because you fuckboys ain't never get it. Ain't never seen it, ain't never smell it, won't ever get it. That's probably why Wink Boy Chad Hoy had to get his bat off cave back. Bat cave, but off was in parentheses. Yeah, bat off cave. Wink Boy Chad Hoy.
I'm going to put that as my Twitter display name.
It absolutely should be. You've said that your followers are your friends. They're not your friends. They use this podcast to make themselves feel better because you two are the biggest pieces of shit in their lives and they feel amazing. That's not a compliment. Stop fishing to see what an O-face looks like, as if you've never seen each other's O-face. I'm not going to find a staircase wit, and then in parentheses, T-Y. So staircase witty way to end this email. So Chad, Cam, go fuck yourselves and stop harassing women. Regards, Owen Sean.
How do you even...
Owen, that was just brutal and scathing. You know what? That one was so brutal and scathing that they sent us a message on Twitter and said, hey, we sent you hate mail. Just keep in mind, this is just, you know, we're just having fun. And now I see why.
Dude, I don't even, I know it's just fun. I like it too,
but like, man, I mean, that was well done. That's like getting roasted every week. Like I love that. That was that was very good.
My question is, when are we doing a joint podcast that could happen?
I've never smoked weed, Chad. Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a good joke.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so that's from our boys over at Wax on Wax Lyrical Podcast. You should check them out.
Yes, please do. They're very,
I know,
very good.
I know Owen. And I think he runs most of the social media, and he's good at that.
Yeah,
so
they actually have a format that they stick to. They have segments, and they're very much funnier than us, and they have sexy-ass accents.
Yeah, they have Australian accents, which I mistook for British, you know, because I'm just a wank boy.
Nobody loves him.
All right, and so we got another piece of mail.
Yeah, baby. That's eight.
Is that eight?
I think that's eight.
We're doing all right.
Yeah, we're doing good. We're doing well.
This is from our friend Samuel Cummins. I know how to pronounce that last name. All right. So the subject line is "Dear Darla."
Okay.
Unfortunately, I must. Now we're in the email. This is the email. Unfortunately, I must address you by name. So uttering that which is most loathed and detested, the creature known as Cameron and Chad. Before I start, let me tell you that within this epistle is one small lie, one mistruth, one falsity, one deliberate slur on your character. It was put there because I believe, nay, no one, including yourself, can ever spot it. Your vilesome existence nauseates me beyond compare. Scientists have long speculated as to the possibility of a third force in the universe, one of repulsion. I know that third force to be you. I have seen maggots which have evoked greater pity in me than your voluptuously vile visage. Single-handedly, you have wrenched all meaning out of life. Congratulations. As I write this, I try vainly to think of something, anything, which redeems in some small way your utterly pointless existence. The only thing that comes to mind is that you have taught me hate. Pure, unmitigated hate. I have had fantasies about attacking you with a machete, but I dare not. I once cut up a starfish, which was so neurologically simple that each piece grew into a clone of the original. I have no... This is just me. I have no fucking idea what that has to do with anything.
He didn't want to chop us up because then we'd replicate.
Oh shit. Okay.
That was
a
smart joke. Yeah.
Wow. That what? Okay, smarter than me. I'm an idiot. Okay. Back to the email. Your. I'm going to butcher this word. Your coleopteron brain no doubt shares certain appalling similarities with such creatures.
This is our friend Sam.
Yeah.
This is incredible.
Yeah, it's really good. Jeez. Physically, mentally, socially, even aesthetically, you are quite simply disgusting. To hear you snorting your way through what you imagine to be social discourse is to know that language has done nothing for the advancement of this species. And let's not mention what you do with your index finger when you think no one is looking. I know you won't take what I've said personally, as that would imply a level of comprehension which you will clearly never attain. May you be damned to a hell where you must share a small room with your doppelganger for all eternity. Yours truly, Sam Bam.
Oh, man. Sam Bam right in our clam.
That was... My God. That was... I thought I understood that when I read it before the show, and then yeah. I just read it, and now I'm like, I'm not 100%. I don't know what Coleopteron is.
Me neither. It sounds like a dinosaur.
You're an idiot. I'm going to Google that.
those following along at home, make sure you Google that, too.
Coleopter. Oh, he spelled it wrong. Oh. Ooh. I think it's just... So, a coleopteron is a beetle.
Yeah.
So, I guess it just means we're just not smart, I guess.
That's fair. Hey.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I have a theory that if John Stamos and Voldemort hate fucked, they would give birth to Pitbull.
Who and who?
John Stamos and Lord Voldemort.
Wait, did you come up with that?
I did.
That is...
I'm showing Chad a picture right now that I put up on my Twitter.
We'll put that up. We'll retweet that to the Dad Podcast Twitter. That's
isn't that incredible?
Yeah, that man, Pitbull. I never realized is one ugly motherfucker.
He's a sad looking boy.
I try not to look at him a lot, but you know, here we are.
You know, he's probably had more sex already than you and I both will have together. I mean, not you and I together with each other, but you know what I mean. Combined, you and me and our sons and our sons' sons all put together.
Nah, dude.
Mr. Worldwide. You know what that means?
It means he's worldwide. Universally hated?
Yeah, he's got Tinder Plus.
Hey. Hey, I have that, fella.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, no, it's a joke.
Hey, quick side note. Gonna bring the room down real quick. My first pet died, and I'm pretty sad about it. And I haven't processed it. No. Not Miki.
I know.
I'll punch you.
That's dark.
My cat Meowth. Like the Pokemon. R.I.P. little soldier. Man, that dude was so dope. I love that cat. But he's dead now, so moving on.
Meowth.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I read about that on your mom's Facebook.
Yeah, my mom, man, she could have just called me and said, hey, Meowth's dead. I'm like, okay. And then she had to make that post on Facebook, and I'm like, fuck, I lose my first friend. So
also your old friend, bitch.
That's true. So R.I.P. Meowth. Moving on.
We will miss him.
Yeah. So Ed Sheeran released new music.
Yeah.
Two new singles.
My friend asked me about that, and I said I had no idea that he was even alive, to be honest.
Yeah, he like waits 3 years between albums.
Yeah, I mean maybe that's a quality control thing. You know, I don't know.
Maybe. Or he's just touring the fuck out of A-Team, and then he was touring the fuck out of Thinking Out Loud.
Yeah,
he's got more runs than me when I eat
Taco Bell.
That's a good joke.
Thank you.
I had to think about it. I was like, what are runs in music? And I was like, oh, vocal runs.
Vocal runs,
so,
BB.
So here we are. Okay, yeah.
Sorry about that. Ed Sheeran released two new singles, and he's going to bring out a new album called Divide, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
You know, keeping with the whole math thing. And also an album that I'm jamming that came out this year so far in 2017 is You, Me at Six. The band that Chad literally slept through one time when we went to see them in concert.
I did. That's a real story.
The record is called Night People, and it's pretty damn dope. Go look it up on your local online music store.
Listen, to be fair,
uh-huh.
When we went to that concert, I had growing pains, which I recently realized is what these are. Uh-huh. But, like, standing for a long time, like, my feet were falling asleep and my legs were, like, really hurt.
Oh.
And so I was just tired of it. And it wasn't bands that I was particularly interested in.
Yeah.
So that didn't help. But
I had one of the best times at a concert of my life that night. But you and Braden were sleepy boys and took naps. What was his excuse, Chad? Did he have growing pains? Was it Tim the Tool time, Taylor time for him too?
No, he's just fat and lazy, dude.
Oh, my gosh. That's mean. Braden listens to this now.
Oh, my.
If we can only say that shit like that in the earlier episodes that he won't go back and listen to.
Listen, if anyone's fat and lazy, it's me. I cause it as I seize it, okay?
And
I'm just kidding.
Back to the Dad Bod cast.
I don't think Braden's lazy.
Jeez.
Come on. It's fine. Oh, we're all chubby. It's so a joke. Funny.
He's married.
You're
going to
edit this out. You're going to edit this out, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good.
I'm absolutely not going to edit this out. He's all right, married. Good.
Yeah, he's married. He can do whatever he wants now with his body.
Yeah.
Not that stopped him before he got married, but.
Well.
Sorry. The jokes just keep rolling. I can't help it. Braden, if you do listen to this, you know I love you, baby. You know I love you. It's all joke. I'm fatter than you, so I can call you fat.
That's how you can make any joke.
I can make fun of literally any person on the earth because I'm the fattest one. So that's how it works.
As long as you're blacker than someone, you can make fun of their skin tone.
Yeah. Which is why I don't make fun of black people.
I can only make fun of one demographic, and that's vampires.
Yeah. I do mock Edward Cullen pretty often.
Man, Twilight comes up so much. Okay, so I was at this like used electronics store.
I can't wait to hear how this ties in.
I was there, and I don't know why, but they had like T-shirts, and they were like, you know, most of them were like Nashville, Tennessee, or they would have like the I Believe in Nashville, all that, you know, bullshit touristy stuff, because, you know, apparently when you visit Nashville, you want to stop by used records and DVDs store. That's what it's literally called. And then but I was in there looking for like records. And there was this one lone shirt on this rack of all these, like, Nashville shirts that was the theatrical movie poster for the first Twilight film. How did it get there? And I almost bought it.
Wait, the first
theatrical movie poster where Edward and Bella are just staring at the camera, which is staring at you, at your soul. And then, like, it says, Stephanie Myers, Twilight. And like I wanted that shirt because I would wear it all the time. It was like triple XL too, so
wait,
like,
that's my size, baby.
Oh baby, I should have bought it for you. Wrapped it up in a nice little box and wrap a little bow on top of it, and then I would let you open it on your birthday.
Did I get you a Christmas gift? No. Huh. Never mind.
You didn't.
Never mind. I got a couple friends, like, because I shop on that site, Woot. So I sent. I just was thinking I couldn't remember if I sent you anything or not. Never mind. That's, you can edit this part out. I was just thinking about it. That's why.
No, I'm not editing it out. I want everyone to know that you didn't get me a Christmas present.
Well, Cam, did you get me a Christmas present?
Bitch, no.
Okay, exactly. So it's fine.
Oh, boy.
Someday when I'm a rich man, though, I'll get all my friends Christmas presents.
If I was a rich girl.
See, I'd probably not buy my friends presents.
If I was a healthy girl. Wealthy. Did I say healthy? Oh, my gosh. I did a Snapchat bit a couple days ago. This would be a really great podcast anecdote. If you didn't see it, you never will, because that's how Snapchat works. But I did this bit where I was just casually speaking Fergie lyrics. And I thought it was really funny, but, like, no one said anything. So I'd be like, you know, I've just been up in the gym working on my fitness. Body staying vicious. He's my witness. Woo-wee! And I'd be like, how come every time you come around my London Bridge, want to go down? Like, Lundy Lundy. It's not funny anymore. I get it now. I get it.
I had a tweet the other day
That
was about every time since I was 13 or so, when someone says, oh, shit, London Bridge just invades my brain.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
When I come to the club, step aside.
Oh, shit.
Don't be me in the line. VIP, because you know I gotta shine. Fergie, give me love you long time. Such a lady when I'm dancing like a hoe.
Stop. Okay,
that
thank
was for
you.
Nate.
I was doing it on beat, like I was saying, oh shit, but I was saying, you can stop.
I saw that tweet like after I put up my Snapchat story too, and I was like, Chad, yes, we are so connected.
It is funny how that works though, because
random, and we're all a computer simulation.
Yeah, yeah, and then we die and we get uploaded like in Black Mirror. It'll be tight.
But you know, no one else exists. It's literally just my world and my interpretation of everybody else. So sorry, Chad.
Really?
Yeah, this is the Cameron show. You're just a NPC in my video game of life.
Wow.
Just kidding, I love you.
Whoa, I just got deep, though. Like, I just thought about that. Like,
yeah, isn't that weird? It's weird to think that other people have, like, think like I do. As far as, like, make decisions and have inner dialogue and force themselves to take a shower every, you know, couple of days.
Oh, wow. My reality is being fucked right now. I can't go on with this podcast.
In the ass.
Because it's true. It's weird. Like, you think about, like, non-playing characters in video. Like, when you called me an NPC, I was like, oh, shit. I'm your NPC, but you're my NPC.
Right. You're the rival in my Pokemon game. I'm the rival in your Pokemon game.
And everyone's playing their own Pokemon game.
Fuck.
Cool. So, thanks for joining the Dad Podcast, everybody. This is... Just kidding.
We could end on that.
Actually, yeah. I like to keep it under an hour.
Yeah, me too, because I feel like even I get a little bit sick of our voices sometimes.
Yeah, I get... Yeah, I hate doing this. So let's just... No,
why
I'm just
fuck
kidding.
A dead horse, right? We gotta just wrap this pony up right now.
I think you got the expression wrong.
Oh. Well, let's not beat Laura Bush. Let's just end this one.
No, it's, never mind. It's going to be offensive. Just forget it. That's going to be too much. Yeah, no, it's fuck a dead horse. You're right. Okay, so.
Oh, this has been the Dad Podcast. If you want to send us your scathing hate mail to make us, you know, quiver at night and cry ourselves to sleep, go ahead and send those to hoyweave@gmail.com. That's hoyweave@gmail.com. Chad Hoy, where can they find you on social media?
You can find me on social media at Chad Hoy on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. And then on Facebook, facebook.com/chad.hoy. And then We do have a Dad Bodcast Facebook page. We would very much appreciate it if you would go and give it a like.
Like and subscribe. That is Facebook.
Yeah, don't subscribe. I mean, you can't really do that on Facebook. But yeah, so that is facebook.com/thedadbodcast, all one word.
Excuse me.
Is that 9?
I think that's 10.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so you can find me there. Cam, did you do yours?
Not yet.
Okay, yeah. Cam, where can we find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram and Snapchat at LavinousCam. That way you can see my bits before I have to explain them a week later. And then I'm also on Twitter at LavinousCam2. That's LavinousCam2. I do try to be funny on there. If you hit me with that at, boys, I love you. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.